Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Monday, February 8, 2016. Palestinian worker killed in a tunnel accident in Gaza and Israeli troops invade West Bank communities and kidnap civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Medical sources in the Gaza Strip have reported that one Palestinian was killed on Monday at dawn when a tunnel used for smuggling goods into the besieged coastal region collapsed on him. The tunnel is on the borders with Egypt in Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The slain Palestinian worker is 24 years of age, was buried under the rubble while he was conducting maintenance work. It's worth mentioning that the Egyptian army is still conducting its campaign against all siege-busting tunnels on its side of the border. Earlier in the month, 9 Hamas fighters were killed in similar accident in northern Gaza. While the tunnels are used by Hamas as a source of tax revenue and inflow of weapons, they also supply highly demanded necessities for the Gaza 1.8 million residents under the blockade, including food, medicine, as well as infrastructure materials like concrete and fuel. Many Palestinians, not affiliated with any group, work in the tunnels to provide for their families, especially amidst the high level of unemployment and poverty. Also in Gaza, Israeli soldiers opened fire on Monday morning, targeting Palestinian farmers in central Gaza and fishing boats in Gaza territorial waters. The soldiers, stationed behind the border fence east of the Al Buraj refugee camp in central Gaza, fired dozens of rounds of live ammunition into Palestinian farmlands, forcing the Palestinians to leave. In addition, Israeli Navy ships fired several live rounds on Palestinian fishing boats in a Sudanese area in Gaza, causing significant damage to at least one boat and forcing fishers to go back to shore. The boats were only close to 4 nautical miles off the Gaza shore when the Navy ships attacked them, local sources reported. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers invaded on Monday at dawn several areas in occupied West Bank, broke into and searched many homes and kidnapped at least 9 Palestinians. Home searches and kidnappings were reported in the northern West Bank, Tul Karim refugee camp and Kabatia town, in addition to Hebron and Bethlehem cities in southern West Bank and areas in Jerusalem, Palestinian sources reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, February 8, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.